brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are, December 9th, 2011, on this Friday edition. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours, and we're going to have a special edition of InfoWars Nightly News this evening. I'm just going to leave it at that. We have Lindsey Williams joining us in 30 minutes because in the hour and 20-minute interview we had with him, it wasn't enough to cover all the points he was making. So I've got him on for 30 minutes in the second half of this hour to go over what his former oil company CEO, Globalist Insider, told him on the religious front. And I know who the person is. I know Dr. Monteith talked to the exec as well. And it's just another insider. And most of the info's turned out to be pretty accurate over the years. A lot of it's stunningly accurate. And it deals with Iran and a lot more. Williams says, his source says, the attack won't come until next September or October as an October surprise for the election on Iran, but that it will happen. Now we have Ynet News, a big Israeli publication, headline, risk of Israel-U.S. strike on Iran has tripled. So we'll cover that when we come back from break. Also, Dr. Steve Pachinik, who wrote the book on psychological warfare for the State Department, the CIA, and has overthrown world leaders, he'll be joining us for about 30 minutes in the next hour, and then I'll cover news and take your calls, dealing with the fact that he believes the United States is trying to start a civil war. Aaron, you can go ahead and bring that in. Thank you. In Pakistan, in a larger strategy. That's what General Hamid Ghul thinks they're doing as well, former head of Pakistani intelligence. I had asked Aaron, because I ran out of time, I'd forgotten to get this, to run over to the other studio, the other side of the office, and get this for me, because this is also crazy, because I've seen a lot of other things going on. And driving in this morning, I was listening to San Antonio Radio, AM, but mainline neocon. And then I tuned in to 93.7 rock and roll, scanned to the dial, and it was a ad for don't end up in a FEMA camp, get storable food today. Don't go to the refugee camp to get the food, which is actually true. That's how they sell the camps in the first phase, is, oh, they're emergency centers for the society collapsing. We always said that's how they do it. It's how the Nazis did it. And sure enough, in the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, it says all that. They're not just going to come out and say, hi, we're wearing Nazi uniforms and swastikas, and we're going to, you know, first they start shutting down the society, shutting down their competition. They bring in a depression by design for certain groups, lock down certain city areas, and then start arresting people. First questioning and releasing, putting their hands on you, cuffing you, getting normal law-abiding citizens accustomed to being picked up by the police. That's what the drills at the schools are all about. So that when they finally pick you up and take you away forever, you don't resist. It's all a psychological warfare program. And it trains the cops to always put their hands on citizens who aren't in the criminal class. And to take blood and to taser people and to ban protest. And all of this is a program. A psychological warfare program. But when I saw this news last night, we had Stuart Rhodes on about it. It was amazing because I also found a News Channel 5 story that was totally separate in Tennessee, mainstream TV, one of the big stations in the state, reporting that the state under federal auspices is going door to door asking if you have storable food. And the state means well, because Stewart's talked to some of the state police involved. And then they give it to the feds, and the feds put you on a list. And then separately, they confirmed at a storable food outfit in Tennessee that the feds came in without a warrant and said, give us your full list, and they wouldn't. So they basically blew up and left and said, we're coming back. So something's going on with this food thing. And we'll be right back. It's just a big transmission lined up today. Stay with us.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours. We have a jam-packed broadcast lined up for you today. Coming up in 30 minutes, we didn't have time to finish our amazing discussion with Lindsey Williams yesterday, so he'll be with us for 30 minutes. Then Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of psychological warfare at the State Department and running CIA operations overthrowing major world leaders, and of course the co-author of many of Tom Clancy's books and film producer in his own right, will pop in for about 20, 30 minutes to give us his take on the fact that the West is trying to start a civil war in Pakistan. General Hamid Ghul, former head of Pakistani intelligence, who ran the Afghan war against the Soviets, successfully pretty much concurs with that last week when he was on. And, of course, our weekly visit with Bob Chapman. We'll look at the euro, gold, the dollar, and a lot more today, and jam in some of your phone calls. Now, I just got a call right as I was going live today, and then during the break I talked to Derek, one of our sales guys, and he said, man, eFoodsDirect.com, one of our big sponsors, great storable foods outfit that I use, is just getting hammered with calls about the press reports of the feds going into storable food facilities and asking for the list, demanding the list of who's getting storable food. And they just wanted us to relay to you that that's not happened to them, but they're being hammered. Their phone systems are melting down with calls. And of course, they would be the first to tell you if that did happen. And they are the biggest in the country. See, the feds know that a big outfit that's Patriot will go public. They're creeping around. And what's incredible, this is confirmed. Tennessee News, it's called The News Channel 5. In fact, we'll pull up the article in a little while. I haven't even given these to the guys yet. They're reporting that, oh, the Tennessee conducts door-to-door preparedness checks to ask about your storable food. And then Oath Keepers has an alert that's up at Infowars.com. Federal agents demand customer list from Mormon food storage facility. I'm going to get Kurt Nemo to integrate the News Channel article and this one and do our own, because there are executive orders about food confiscation during emergencies. Well, I mean, they can sign executive orders and then they've got them on the books for gun confiscation. They're criminals. The government in the past, the Supreme Court has said that they could sterilize Native Americans in the 30s and that black people weren't human. I mean, our government for a while was linked up with Hitler. Just because these crooks have a bunch of paramilitary goons who think it's cool to go after people's food supply, raw milk's not evil, storable food's not bad, the Amish aren't bad, the government's bad. People running this government are bad. I mean, there's more news, and Holder has been caught perjuring himself, and he says, well, no, he said nobody lied at the DOJ. That's a quote. And here's a headline. He says it has nothing to do. He went on to say it has to do with your state of mind. So he says no one is lying and it has to do with your state of mind. These are people caught shipping guns into Mexico, drugs back into the country and laundering the money. New York Times last Sunday finally admitted it. AFP on Monday. And he gets up there and says, I didn't lie. DOJ didn't lie. It meant our intent, our state of mind. We weren't trying to lie. Of course, they said they weren't trying to blame it on the Second Amendment. Those memos have been made public by CBS 2 days ago. We wrote a more detailed article at Infowars.com. So they are a pack of criminal liars. Tyranny is when the government hijacks the population. It's when the government is taken over by criminals. And it happens in every case to every culture. No empire and no nation has ever lasted more than 235 years. You betcha we are the record holder. America, the United States, is long in the tooth. And criminals have taken over all the major power positions. Corzine went in and said, I don't know where the money went. When he gave the orders to take the private accounts and then resigned. I mean, do you get it? They'll do anything. And why? Because all of the federal regulators are his former employees. The head of the CFTC is his former right-hand man who was invested in MF Global and has disappeared. And no one in the mainstream media is saying, why has he disappeared? Where is the money? It's just, well, we're going to learn from this. So the money's gone. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Corzine. Well, thank you very much. Yes, I don't know where to win. They're like, oh, that sounds very reasonable. Thank you. And you've got Holder up there saying, I didn't lie to you. Okay, we didn't know, but we didn't mean to lie when we lied. I mean, do you get it, folks? These are dangerous criminals who run Homeland Security, and they will stage terror attacks. You better believe that. In fact, there's a new announcement. They're out today. Homegrown terrorists are going to strike, and Homeland Security says their new main focus is domestic right-wing groups, and the right-wingers are going to blow stuff up any minute. We've got to arrest them because the right-wingers exposed us shipping guns into Mexico and are stealing money. That's what's really happening. Is the Patriots know who these crooks are, have studied them, and have been on top of this. And now our credibility is going straight up like a Saturn rocket, okay? Heavy lifting right into orbit, above these criminals. We've got the high ground. They know it. They don't like it. So what are they going to do? They're going to start wars. They're going to blow stuff up and blame it on domestic groups and sick the paramilitary steroid heads on us. And that's not going to work either. So it is just disastrous. Let's go ahead and play part of the exchange on C-SPAN yesterday with Eric Holder up there, caught lying, memos all public, shipping guns into Mexico, and then blaming the Second Amendment for it. A false flag caught red-handed that has killed hundreds of people, including three police officers and three Border Patrol agents, confirmed. confirmed so they could blame the Second Amendment. It was never about tracking the guns and tracking the drug money. The banks that run this country, oh, they sure track the drug money. Oh, absolutely. They run the entire operation, including the aircraft shipping the drugs in. Source Bloomberg, AP Reuters, $376 billion in a two-year period. Wachovia, Wells Fargo. Running the giant aircraft, leasing them, paying for them, running the aircraft. The war on drugs is to bust anybody shipping in large quantities that isn't laundered through the globalist operation. Period. End of story. You know what? Let's just go ahead and go to this clip. Here it is.
What are you going to do to clean up this mess?
Well, first let me make something very clear, and in response to an assertion that you made.
Hit pause. Back it up. I'm going to start over again. Notice even the toughest questions he got from that particular congressman is, how are you going to clean up this mess? That's like asking a rapist that busts in a house and rapes a woman he's lusting after and knocks her teeth out and shoots her in the head, and the cops show up. There's a dead woman there, and they say, how are you going to clean up this mess? Like it's a mess. He intended to engage in this crime. It isn't a mess. It isn't an accident. It isn't, oh, gee, I didn't build this five-story balcony correctly, and my wife went out there, and it fell, and she died, and so I get an involuntary manslaughter charge for negligence. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about cleaning up a mess. We're talking about dirt bag criminals staging a terror attack of guns on our country in Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, caught red-handed by these terrorists. These are terrorists. Go back to the terrorist. Go back to him.
What are you going to do to clean up this mess?
Well, first let me make something very clear, and in response to an assertion that you made or hinted at, nobody in the Justice Department has lied.
Nobody. Why was the letter withdrawn?
The letter was withdrawn because there's information in there that was inaccurate.
Oh,
the
man!
Justice Department letter of February.
Okay, well, tell me what's the difference between lying and misleading Congress in this context.
Well, if you want to have this legal conversation, it all has to do with your state of mind and whether or not you had the requisite intent to come up with something that can be considered perjury or a lie.
Mm-hmm.
The information that was provided in that February 4th letter was gleaned by the people who drafted the letter after they interacted with people who they thought were in the best position to have the information.
Okay. Now the way...
Stop right there. They ordered subordinates who weren't part of the program to write a letter. That'd be like if the cops came here to question, let's say, me for a hit and run they think I hypothetically was involved in. And they're here to interview Alex Jones, and I won't talk to him. I just say, go talk to the secretary. And then, of course, the secretary's going to go, I don't know if 2 weeks ago Alex Jones ran over somebody and drove off from the scene. And then it turns out that I did run over the person. And then and then they're sitting there going, well, that was because the people who were involved didn't know anything about it. That's right. And you had people, when you were subpoenaed by Congress, go and lie for you who supposedly weren't involved. And it turns out you have publicly said you didn't know. And now it's known that you did know. And that Janet Reno Napolitano, that's right, Miss Napolitano, Mrs. Janet Napolitano, I'm sorry, confused with Janet Reno, same type of criminal creature, same clone, whatever, off the same devil's apple cart. Here they are. Here they are. Just in everybody's face, lying. And the memos, CBS has them. Oh, we're going to do this and blame the Second Amendment. Won't it be great? Yeah, what a bunch of dirtbag crooks. And if you don't think these people won't stage terror attacks, that attorney general was the deputy attorney general when Oklahoma City happened and was in it to his eyeballs. He's a very dangerous person. That's a hardcore criminal. People are like, that's shocking to say. Yeah, they ship guns into Mexico to blame it on the Second Amendment. So let's finish up the clip as we go to break. We'll come back. Here it is.
That's a question of what, because There have been inconsistent submissions to Congress. You know, you yourself testified that you'd only heard about it a few weeks earlier, and then in November you said it probably was a few months. As late as October 7th, in response to allegations that you lied on May 3rd, you wrote to Congress your statements on...
All right, we'll come back with more of these dangerous terrorists. And look, those aren't just words. These are terrorists caught.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DeVore.com. That's DVOR.com. DeVore is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DeVore.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DeVore are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DeVore.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
This out-of-control criminal government that does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, however it wants. And again, it's not fun. This is not a game. It's not a joke. We have a government that ships guns into Mexico to get people killed so they can take our guns away. That is terrorist. Face it. And driving into work this morning, I saw not one, not two, not three, not four, but five state police cars in a 20-minute drive writing people tickets. And I watched them. They were pulling cars over there. Might have been going 5-6 miles over the speed limit. I mean, it is so incredible to see this kind of stuff going on. It is so amazing to see this type of garbage. Here they are nickel and diming people while they have a completely criminal government, and it's on record that illegal aliens across the United States are above the law, and the state police all over the country just leave them alone. And the state police have admitted it to my face. But while the citizens have the book thrown at them so that the state of Texas could buy a $600,000+ 34-foot speedboat to interdict criminals on Texas waterways. We sent a crew out yesterday when they were showing it off to the media. You could buy 6 boats. I went and looked it up that were as big as this and almost as fast for the same price. But why not? They've got plenty of money. Why not have $10 million helicopters everywhere harassing people? While mafia government sits there and robs the daylights out of everybody. That's the same all over the country. You hear about small town mayors giving themselves $800,000 a year. You read about this stuff and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Let's go ahead and finish up with the clips down. We played all of it where he's up there saying nobody at the DOJ has lied. And he says it has to do with your state of mind. I mean, just the arrogance of these people. And then look at this article out of USA Today. White House unveils new strategy to combat homegrown terror. The White House unveiled a strategy Thursday aimed at battling homegrown terrorism that emphasized better coordination with local authorities. The United States has made significant progress in degrading al-Qaeda's capabilities, who they put in charge in Libya and get on airplanes. I mean, it's just pure bull when you know about this stuff. President Obama noted today that 22 of the top 30 al-Qaeda operatives have been killed or captured under his watch. Intelligence officials suspect the terror organization is increasingly focused on seeking U.S.-born collaborators to carry out attacks. And it goes on to say they're now looking at domestic groups and fighting. The strategy has broad outlines for fighting extremism. And then you go through the national security strategy, and it's the libertarians, the gun owners, the returning veterans, yada, 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 the normal deal. Shifting the whole thing over now, as you see with the TSA, PSAs, where every terrorist is a white person, clean cut, and every person reporting them is a so-called minority, who are already basically the majority in this country, all the quote minorities together. So, and they admit, yes, we're rebranding. So first they sold to white people, all the brown people are terrorists. And you go to the police shooting ranges, you know, that's who they're shooting people in turbans or brown-skinned people in the little pop-ups. And then now that, because white folks are like, well, at least it didn't, you know, us. We're not really racist, but still, at least it's not a white guy. I mean, you know, brown guys are a little bit different than us. And now it's, okay, well, now we're just going to say all the white people are terrorists, too. And so they're done. Everybody's a terrorist. Nobody can be trusted except the government. They're going to take our rights away to fight the terrorists when they're not getting the underwear bomber on the airplane confirmed, congressional testimony, when they're not protecting Major Hassan for 2 years on record, when they're not getting the shoe bomber on, just mentally ill patsies, or when they're not shipping the guns into Mexico to then destabilize things and blame the Second Amendment. I mean, there it is. And imagine what else is going on with these people. It's incredible. And now in Tennessee, they're going door to door, and they went to a Mormon cannery. That's part of the Mormon religion is be prepared. And they you know, they sell the locals who come there. And they went there. And it's reported Oath Keepers has learned that federal agents recently visited Latter-day Saints Mormon Church food storage cannery in Tennessee, demanding customer lists, wanting to know the identity of Americans who were purchasing food storage from the Mormons. This incident was confirmed by Oath Keepers, Tennessee chapter president Rand Cardwell. Here is Rand's report. and it goes over it. And then I've got Channel 5 News, Channel 5 News, Channel 5 News in Tennessee reporting basically the same stuff. I mean, there's no end to this criminal government. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back live, and I have just gone into absolute anger mode by what's happening. I mean, even behind the scenes, I am on the just on the verge of exploding because our country has got a case of serious tyranny, and we have got to respond to it, and we've got to deal with it, because now the criminals are being exposed. They're butchering the country, and they're making their move. Now, I wanted to get Lindsey Williams back on. I'm going to give you the floor, Lindsey, here. We've only got you for 30 minutes. We didn't have time to finish yesterday. I want you to recap the latest point in Iran, the other 5 points, how it ties in, that your former oil company executive insider info you were given. And then I want you to get into the religious part. of how the elite are operating, because I know they've taken over the World Council of Churches, National Council of Churches. I know they're putting their propaganda in at every level. I know all of that is happening. And I know they've taken over many of the churches. And so that's part of their program. When you say devil messiah, that means their counterfeit church that the Rockefellers have set up and others. So I want to just, until we go out, you know, to the end of the hour here, I want to let you roll here. You don't need to thank me or any of that, you know, normal pleasantries. Just get right into the 5 points, the Iran point, and then what they got into, what the elite believes is going to happen in 2012. Because I know who your source is. I know Dr. Monteith talked to him and the other source, Ken Fromm, who's now died of cancer last year. And so I want to just hear from you what they have to say, because so much of what they've broken down has come true and unfolded. Lindsey Williams, thanks for being with us here on short notice since yesterday.
I feel so honored that years ago God would have allowed me to be asked to be the chaplain to the elite of the world for a three-year period, and then to keep in touch with these people over these years so that I could come here today on the Alex Jones Show and save you major heartache. If you had listened, you did, those of you who did listen to Mr. Ken Fromm before he died, If it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You didn't lose one single penny in the MF Global collapse and bankruptcy here the other day because you listened to what he said. This is how the elite can save you. These men are old, 70s and 80s. They are talking as old men. You will not lose a single penny in the dollar collapse, and I think it will be next year. From what they're telling me, you will not lose one penny in the dollar collapse. If you were just merely follow the guidelines of the things we're trying to tell you that the elite are telling me, the devil's messiah agenda, which I'm going to get into today, your family will not be corrupted. Your children will not suffer the onslaughts of this agenda in 2012 because you have heard the truth right here on the Alex Jones Show, and you know what to do. Well, I'm going to try to do exactly what Alex just said. I'm going to try to give it as fast as I can. I'll begin, first of all, with Iran. I was contacted within the last week. This is only days ago. And my elitist friend let me know everything is going to happen with Iran. There is going to be a conflict with Iran, but it is not going to take place right now. Now, I know I'm sticking my neck out a long ways today. I have no choice. I must tell you what is being told to me so that you can prepare for what is going to take place. They want a conflict with Iran. Now, you remember 3 years ago, I went to Mr. Fromm, and I said, is there going to be a conflict with Iran? He laughed over the phone and said, no, not for at least 2.5 years. Well, it happened exactly like he said. I'm telling you now, according to my latest contacts, there is going to be a major conflict with Iran. It will probably take place well up into 2012. It is not going to happen this month, next month, or possibly the following month, even though we have our warships over there. Russia has their warships over there. Syria is a major issue. China has said, I will come to the rescue of Syria if NATO goes in. Iran has said that they will go to the rescue of Syria if we do anything over there. So that puts China, Russia, Iran, the United States of America, on a collision course. I know it's right now so touchy. They showed a picture of our drone. They actually captured the drone that we sent over Iran and showed a picture of this thing that is a stealth drone. Unbelievable. My son showed it to me on the Internet last night. All of these things are being done to harass, intimidate, every way they can to get Iran upset because they do not want Israel to shoot the first shot. They do not want the United States of America to have the shot that was heard around the world. They want to harass and intimidate and anger Iran to the point that Iran will do the first, and then it came out as to why. You know, sometimes it's really not what the elite do as much as it is the reason why they do it. And the reason why they're going to are doing what they're doing in Iran. Why don't they do it to North Korea? Why don't they take on other nations who have the bomb? Why is it that they pick on Iran so much? Why is that the number one issue right now? The reason why is the thing that is so important. Let me read it again. It is so, people, please, you must shout this across this nation. I'm so glad that I have the privilege of being on one of the most prominent conservative radio talk show host program today, Alex Jones and Genesis Network, that is doing such a marvelous job, because I have the opportunity to let millions of people know today, folks, you must stop this president of ours. You positively must know what the agenda is, whereby he is connected with the elite, and what the elite have told me about Iran is connected with what he plans to do. He's in trouble right now. His ratings are down. The economy is in shambles. The unemployment lines are getting longer and longer. And I want to read to you, you've got to know this. And whenever you see it happen, I hope it will enrage you.
Okay, but Lindsay, I want you to go over all that. But in the time we've got, I'm going to let you take us out to break here. So I'm turning my mic off. And, you know, sitting back, it's hard for me not to jump in because my brain burns with, points I want to make. Get into the religious angle and what their devil messiah is, because that's the point you didn't get to yesterday.
Yes, there is a, all right, let me try to find the word here right quick. Okay, the elite have a think tank. And back about 5 or 6 months ago, I was given the 5 agendas of the elite for the year 2012. And I was so startled until I didn't do a single radio talk show for over 2 months. I couldn't. I was scared to death of what I had. And one of them was the devil's messiah. Now, you've heard me speak of this before, because when Mr. Fromm and I were on the phone together back 2 or 3 years ago, he used the expression one day, devil's messiah, and I couldn't quite understand what he was saying. And I didn't understand it fully until now, and you'll see it during 2012. Folks, please, 2012 will be the most eventful year in 2,000 years, and one of them is because of the devil's messiah program. And Mr. Fromm used that expression, and I said, Ken, what are you talking about? And he went on to explain, it is not a part of the book of Revelation. It has nothing to do with the Antichrist. Rather, it is the program whereby they had to demoralize America by removing the God that made America great from our society before they could bring in the new world order. They have amazingly succeeded through our schools, through our churches, 501c3 for the church, for the schools. They've put in evolution so that people would think they were evolutionized animals and act like them. They've brought in the drug craze. They've gotten us in war after war. They've demoralized our nation and brought us to the point where they could bring in that immoral program, which is devil's messiah. And this coming year, 2012, they have an agenda that is accelerated to the devil's messiah program. It is so startling. Until when I tried to put this in the DVD, I really couldn't say it. The words would not even properly describe what these people were doing. We actually had to show it in about 10 to 15 minutes of DVD clips in order to explain to you what the devil's messiah program is. And it basically is, during 2012, they have certain goals that they're going to bring in. One of them is to bring our nation to the point that we will beg for, plead for, and want the new currency and the new world order. And part of doing it is to so demoralize the nation that we'll have no conscience whatsoever as to what we should do morally. So the Devil's Messiah program is a demoralization program for the year 2012, accelerated during that year. Now, when we were on set doing this new DVD, 2012, The Beginning of the End, I asked an individual to be with me who is one of the outstanding financial advisors of America. And right on the set, I didn't know he was going to do this. Right on the set, he said, wait a minute, Chaplain. He said, my son experienced this the other day. I said, what are you talking about? He said, my son always homeschooled him. He said, we moved out of the city and into the country. We thought that in a smaller town environment, we wouldn't have to put up with what we put up with in the city, so we put him into public school. He said, my son, he's a teenager, by the way. He said, he came home the other day, and he said, Daddy, I got to tell you what I saw. He said, we were forced to watch it. He said, we had no choice. It appeared on the television. He said, every classroom in America that has a television showed this. And he said it was the President of the United States of America talking about the very thing that I've heard you talk about. And he went on to tell me what the President of the United States of America was saying, and we've got it on this new DVD recorded so you can see it, what the President of the United States of America said about the demoralization program, the devil's messiah agenda, which I would... You will not hear this expression, devil's messiah, from any of the news media. It is their personal code words for their program of demoralization of the United States of America. It is even being promoted by the President of the United States of America in the classrooms of our country. And you are going to be faced with a demoralization program for you and your children in 2012 that will bring us to the point that people will no longer have a conscience to turn down the New World Order system, folks. You must be guarded against it. Now, let me tell you why 2012 is so vitally important to this. And this, again, goes back to the think tank of the elite. And when I was told this 4 or 5 months ago, it startled me so much, I started doing my own Bible study. Why is it that 2012 is so important? No. Now, it's not the Mayan calendar. That is not the only reason. Yes, don't take the Mayan calendar for granted. After all, that was a very advanced culture for that time. And they did develop a calendar. And I think it's December the 21st, 2012, they bring this present dispensation to an end and start a brand new one. Now, don't take that for granted. But that is not what it's based on. The elite. And I'm sorry to have to say this, but in many instances, the elite know more about prophetic scriptures than what the average pastor does. And I say that having been a pastor of a church for 12 years myself. The think tank of the elite have come to the conclusion that in 2012, there are going to be some divine manifestations. But whenever I tell you why they came to this conclusion, pastors, I have never heard this in any pulpit in America. I never gave it myself. I never saw it until this was told to me back a few months ago. And when I saw it, I was utterly dumbfounded. Here it is. I'll give it as quickly as I can. And Alex, again, thank you so much for kind of giving me the floor here, because you're right. I have a lot to say. Why 2012 and not the year 2000? There's a very definite reason why. Everybody, I mean, nearly every Christian I know, myself included, when the year 2000 came around, I knew something was going to happen in the divine realm. I'm not talking about the coming of Christ. I'm talking about some events in the divine manifestation realm. But it didn't happen. Nothing took place. And I must admit, I was disappointed, because I know that from the Old Testament, that from Adam until Christ was 4,000 years. I mean, there's no question about knowing this. Go to the genealogies of the Old Testament. You'll find it for yourself. We know that from Christ and until the year 2000 was approximately 2,000 years. It might have been give or take a little bit because the Roman calendar is off, but not much. Now, I must go to the scriptures. Please write this down. This is exactly what the elite know. They've got this down pat. They know it's going to happen. 2 Peter, in the New Testament, in God's holy word, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, it says, one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. Please read the context, all of you. Get your Bibles. Open them up after the program. Don't you change that dial now. And after the program, open them and look for yourself at the context of 2 Peter 3:8, and you'll find out that it's talking about a relationship between the 6 days of creation in the book of Genesis and what God's timetable is. In 6 days, he created the heavens and the earth. The seventh day rested. We know the seventh day is likened unto the millennium of 1,000 years. Now, you take the other 6,000, and what do you have? It brings us up to the year 2000. If a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years is as a day in the mind and the type, the way that God thinks, well, what does that place us? It places the year 2000. And this is the reason that many of us thought that something would take place in the year 2000, but it didn't. And I was disappointed. the elite know why something's going to take place in 2012. I ask you the question for lack of time to give the explanation. Please get the link, the explanation on our DVD series, 2012, The Beginning of the End. And why is it happening in 2012? There's a reason why. At what age did the ministry of Jesus Christ begin? It did not begin at his birth. His birth was very insignificant. It was in a manger, in a stable, and nobody came to it except the shepherds. Now, the wise men didn't come until approximately 2 years later. Read your Bible, folks. I know at Christmas time they've got the wise men and shepherds all out on the church lawn in a scene, but it's not true. Look at your Bible. You'll find out that the wise men came about 2 years later to a house to see a young child, and the only person that came to his birth was the shepherds. And when they came, nothing, it would not broadcast all over the countryside. Even the Alex Jones Show would have had it on, had one back in those days. It was so insignificant. But when did the ministry of Jesus Christ begin? Please go to Hebrew tradition. It's called Bar Mitzvah. It's approximately 12 years of age.
And again, the globalists are completely obsessed with numerology, the occult, everything, and they've claimed 2012 is from the Mayans so that they can ignore the Bible, but they have other reasons, and it's true. The globalists are obsessed with the occult and the Bible, and this is what you were told by this individual. We'll finish this up in a short segment straight ahead. Stay with us.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280. But now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Steve Pachinik is going to be joining us for 20 or 30 minutes. Then we've got Steve Shane coming on, the longest continually operating storable foods company in the nation. Where I've gotten my storable foods. I bought them from three or four other places, and they were all terrible or old. This is fresh quality, made in America. But the reason is they're getting flooded with phone calls, and they called us this morning, and I made some other calls. Other storable foods outfits are as well, because of article out of News Channel 5 in Tennessee, door-to-door assessment for disaster preparedness, and amongst the 22 questions, because they don't list the questions here, but we've talked to the locals, they are asking, do you have storable food, firearms, stuff like that. It says 22 questions are asked. They may include, what is your primary way of getting information during a disaster or emergency? What special assistance might you need from emergency responders? But this is being handed back to the feds. And then we have Oath Keepers confirming from their Tennessee head that and of course the group doesn't want to be named, but they've been there and confirmed it, that a Mormon cannery there, a smaller one, people go and buy storable foods, was visited by the FBI. So we don't know if this is isolated to this or if it's connected to this, but storable food is getting huge now. I mean, I heard it on a rock and roll station this morning. I'm out. Don't go to a FEMA camp. Be prepared. And we're going to talk to Steve Schenck about it, because if he knows anything about this, and I've talked to him, there isn't any information, but he can speak to it generally. He'll be able to break it down for us when he pops in. And then Bob Chapman. Going back real quick, Lindsay, we're almost out of time here, and I appreciate you coming on. We'll have to check in with you in the near future again. You know, 5-6 months passed, and I just like in the twinkling of an eye, I'm like, wow, we got to get Lindsay Williams on. Yes, I mean, for those that study the Bible, things are repeated over and over again. What happens in Ezekiel then manifests in another way. I know it's very complex, but theologians understand it, and it certainly does manifest itself. So finishing up with the timetable of why the elite from reading the Bible believe 2012 is such a big year.
2012 is the most eventful year in 2,000 years because of when Jesus Christ began his ministry, the prophets of the scriptures would have given anything to live in 2012. This is the most exciting year you'll ever live in. You remember at 12 years of age that Christ was taken by his parents to the temple. And in modern-day Hebrew tradition, it would have been called Bar Mitzvah. And when they went to get him and take him home, I want to read you his words. How is it that you sought me? Wish you not that I must be about my Father's business? At what year did Jesus Christ begin his earthly ministry? You have to hear the whole background to this. He began it at 12 years of age. 2000, nothing happened. That is something catastrophic, the most unusual you've ever seen going to take place.
Sure, you're saying at the end of his 12th year, about to become 13, that's why it's at the end of 2012 they think all this stuff is going to happen, because it's 6,000 years from Genesis with 12 years added on the end. That's basically what this former oil company CEO told you?
2012, there will be divine manifestations, is what they're saying. I did not say divine intervention. You remember that when Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, the book of Daniel, God did not save him from the lion's den. Instead, he went to the lion's den with him. God's not going to come back and save you from the New World Order. God's going to give you enough sense and understanding to know what to do so that you can live a normal life through what the New World Order is going to give you. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew children, God did not keep them from going to the fire furnace. He went in the fire furnace with them.
What about the seven fat years and the seven lean, too?
Yes, and the king went down into the fire furnace, and he said, wait a minute, how many did I throw in there? And the soldier said, three. And he said, I'll see four down there. And the fourth is likened unto the Son of God. You are going to see, Alex, I guarantee you that you will have me on your program at least once a month interpreting what's happening in 2012. We're going to see some of the most unusual divine manifestations. You're going to see unusual devil's messiah programs. You're going to see unusual things about the financial world take place in 2012. It's going to fulfill so much of the scriptures, you will be amazed. You
will
not have to suffer through this time.
Amazing. Lindsay Williams, thank you so much. We'll talk to you very soon.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.